Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. I want to draw your attention to Psalm 94 this morning in our call to worship. I want to read the first six verses of this passage, with the seventh bringing to light some of the truth that David wanted to communicate here. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. I think that today, as we look in Matthew chapter 5 at verses 10 through 12 concerning the persecution of the righteous, that there are many in this world today that cry with the psalmist as they look at the suffering. I know in your church bulletin I posted the countries right now where there is the persecution of Christians. It's an overwhelming list, if you have taken the time to read that. And I imagine that there are many that cry out with those same words and say, Lord, won't you show yourself strong? Why don't you bring out something against the proud that exalt themselves against thee? Where is your strength against those that boast themselves against thy people? Those that break your heritage in pieces, they slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. That's what's happening today in America. You think about the abortions that take place, and we are swiftly moving to the day where euthanasia is going to take place. It's already law in several countries where if you get sick, they'll just sign a paper and then they'll go ahead and work it out where you are moved off the earthly scene. That is the picture that's given to us. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see. Now, this is the mistake of governments. This is the mistake of the unrighteous. This is the mistake many times of people who commit these things. They say, God shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. In other words, they think of God as someone that they can fold up and put in a billfold. They think of God as someone that's under their control and understanding. And we are fast in this world coming to that position where God is inconsequential. I'm what's consequential. I don't know if you saw this week, a pastor out in Oklahoma went viral on YouTube. I don't think he had planned to do this. But somebody fell asleep in his church service, and he came out of the pulpit and ran down the aisle and jerked him up. This was all on camera. Then he ran back up to the pulpit and he said, I'm important. I'm important. I'm the most important thing here this morning, and you need to be paying attention. And then he came down out of the pulpit and he went after another couple over here, says, you want me to marry you? And your other wife is sitting over here on the other side, and I'm not going to. And he just went on this tirade for 20 minutes, and it's had millions of hits, and he's had death threats against him and so forth like that. He's forgotten something. Whenever I saw that, I said, he's in the wrong business if he's important. You know, the reason that we want to listen and hear is because God is important. And He sees. And He knows. He's not limited. And the day when men become more important than God in the church is the day that the church doors need to close. That church is done. It's toast. And whenever a country comes to that place, and when a people come to that place, or a family comes to that place where they're more important than God, that family is, pardon the expression, it's toast. And many cry out and say, oh Lord, when will you speak? They're crying out and they're saying that you're inconsequential, God, because you're not speaking forth. Next week we're going to get into this, because the psalmist comes to understand how God works and the mercy that He shows to us. Listen, folks, we need to understand that God is the most important thing today. Your presence in this place should be to hear from heaven, not hear from Todd Brainerd, not hear special music, not be amused or entertained as we learned in Sunday school, but to meet with God. Because He knows and He sees and He is aware. He is not inconsequential. May God help us to have that kind of heart today as we gather to worship His holy name.